Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy world. Ever feel like anxiety is clinging to you tighter than a bad boyfriend on Valentine's Day? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let fear run the show. Today, we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and uncovering some seriously powerful strategies to kick those fears to the curb and reclaim your inner badass. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, okay? It's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them without letting them control us. Think of it like this. Fear and anxiety are just visitors in your mind, not permanent house guests. And with a few stoic tools, you can politely show them the door. Here's what we're going to unpack today to help you conquer those fears head on. First up, we've got mindfulness. It sounds like some fluffy self-help buzzword, right? But seriously, being present in the moment is key to dealing with anxiety. When you're constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, your mind goes into overdrive. Mindfulness helps you anchor yourself to the now, focusing on your senses and breathing. It's like hitting the pause button on your anxious thoughts and taking a deep breath of fresh air. Next up is negative visualization. This one might sound a little weird at first, but trust me, it's a game changer. Basically, you imagine the worst possible scenario playing out. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But hear me out. By preemptively facing your fears in your mind, you lessen their power when they actually arise. It's like taking a virtual reality tour of your nightmare so that when the real thing happens, you're already prepared and less likely to freak out. Then we have reason. Remember those logical thinking skills you learned in school? Time to dust them off. When anxiety kicks in, it often stems from irrational thoughts and assumptions. Stoicism teaches us to challenge those thoughts with logic and evidence. Instead of saying, "I'm going to fail this presentation," try asking yourself, "What evidence do I have to support that claim?" This helps you separate fear-based thinking from reality. Next up is acceptance. You can't control everything in life, and that's okay. Stoicism emphasizes accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can. Trying to fight against every little thing that goes wrong just drains your energy and amplifies anxiety. Learn to let go of the things outside your control and focus on what you can influence. Finally, we have self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Everyone experiences fear and anxiety. It's a normal part of being human. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you have an important job interview coming up. You start feeling butterflies in your stomach, your mind races with doubts, and suddenly you're picturing yourself stumbling over your words and completely bombing it. Sound familiar? This is where those stoic tools come in handy. Take a deep breath, practice mindfulness to ground yourself in the present moment. Use negative visualization to imagine the worst case scenario you trip and fall on stage. Then remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Challenge those anxious thoughts with reason, remind yourself of your skills and experience. Accept that you can't control everything, you can only control your preparation and attitude. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You got this. So remember, fear and anxiety are like uninvited guests. They might crash the party, but they don't have to run the show. By incorporating these stoic strategies into your daily life, you can learn to manage those feelings, build resilience, and live a more empowered and fulfilling life. Ready to take charge of your thoughts and emotions? Head over to our social media pages and share your biggest fear-busting win. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with stoic wisdom for navigating the ups and downs of life. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.